Intelligent people in these societies, they don't have children. They used to have children because if you were rich, which being intelligent would predict that you would be, then you'd have children anyway because there was no contraception, no way of avoiding having children. You did have some sexual instinct, and fewer of them would die if you were rich and intelligent because of the better conditions you could provide for. Now, once this changed and there was no child mortality and there was contraception, which then intelligent people would find themselves disinclined to have children and able, intellectually able, to stop having children via contraception. And so large families would become a product of religious people who really want to have children for religious reasons, and of low IQ because those people are inefficient users of contraception or too impulsive to use contraception. And this is what's happened. And so consequently, intelligence, once a certain level of societal comfort is reached, is negatively associated with having children. Outlier high intelligence, it seems, is almost always negatively associated with having children. If you look at these people who are geniuses, and we look at this in the genius famine, then massively, even under Darwinian conditions, they still don't have children. A, because they don't want to have children, and B, because they're not able to form proper relationships with people in order to have children.